There's a lot to be said about a name, isn't there? But I want to tell you that the name of Jesus carries with it more than just a name of a person. It carries absolute power. And it is one of the weapons that we can use. You know, I was sitting in a meeting one time, and there was a missionary talk, and I think I've told some of you this story before, and she was saying that they were driving on the roads of Purdue, and the roads are very rough and rugged, and there aren't any guardrails, and she was going around a mountain on a one-lane road, and here she came, and coming right toward them was a big truck. And she said the only thing that she could do was yell, "Jesus." And she screamed, "Jesus." And she said instantly, our van was on the other side of that truck, and it was in our rear view mirror. Yeah. We have become almost callous to the name because we've heard it so misused in our culture that the name of Jesus has almost become calloused even in the church. And my hope tonight is when you leave here that you recognize that that name carries with it such tremendous power that it becomes one of the greatest weapons that you have to fight Satan and his attacks. Amen. And sometimes you're only going to be able to say Jesus.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, when that's all you can say, that's all you need to say.
Amen.
That is all you're going to need to say. We're going to look at some wonderful verses tonight that will tell us exactly how powerful that name is. Go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. You see, that name carries with it salvation, the forgiveness of sins, mercy, the power to take us from our horrible self and all of the nastiness that we have poured on ourselves and to transform us into something pure and clean and holy. Just by that name. That is a powerful name. I want you to go to John 16. I'm laying the groundwork here. John 16. If you have a need, I want you to say amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's probably the best amen I've ever gotten. No, seriously. Listen to what the name is going to do here for anybody in this room that has a need tonight. John 16, we're going to look at verse 23. In that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
Praise him. Praise him.
Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name, but ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Do you see the power of asking in the name of Jesus?
Amen.
You see, if you can picture God on his throne, And when you utter the name of Jesus, that is so powerful to God that he moves all of heaven's forces to take care of what's going on. That name is the one name that stands before, will stand during, and will stand after all time. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go on down back just a little bit to John 15. Okay. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Now, why do I say that? Because the word and the name are the same thing. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So if his word remains in you, you are carrying around the name of Jesus Christ. We're known as Christians. But we're carrying around the name of Jesus. You see, we're his bride.
Amen.
So my name is really Georgia Van Sant Christ. Do you get it? Because I am the bride of Christ, and he has given me his name.
Yes, he has.
Do you understand that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you get that? He has given us his name. That's right. We are the bride of Christ. Now, that comes with a lot of responsibility. It's kind of freaking a few of you out, isn't it? To think that you really carry around the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, boy. Right. But I, yes.
We got us a good table here because we have Beverly Lord Price and Peggy Angel Price.
Well, there you go. Can anybody beat that? Can anybody beat the Lord and Angel? How about it? But do you understand what he is saying here? Look, use that name. When you pray in the name of Jesus, all of heaven stands still. What is she praying for? What is it that she is asking for? You ask for it in my name, and it will be done for you. Now, you will have people in the Christian circle that says, well, that doesn't work every time. Well, I have news for you. It's the Word of God, and the Word of God works every time.
Amen.
Every time. A lady in my office today, she called and said, I'd like to come in and talk to you. So she came in to talk to me, and she used to come to this Bible study, and her church started a Tuesday night event, and she called me, and I said, you have to be loyal to your local church. You go and serve in that Tuesday night ministry, and God will bless you. Well, she wants to start a ladies' Tuesday night Bible study, and she asked if she could use what we're teaching here. If she could get it offline, and would I care if she used what we were teaching here? And she said, I have to tell you something. When I was at your Bible study, you gave me a verse. She had no idea what I was talking about tonight. And she said, I had heard all my life that sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. She said, but I believed you. She said, that was 12 years ago. She said, and what I asked for that night Bible study, I'm sitting right here talking to you about. And she said, you are right. God kept his word. You see, we give up. She said, one thing I have to admire about your Bible study is your ladies have a lot of patience. I said, I told her what I've told you many times, patience isn't a choice. Everybody's going to wait. You have no choice. But how you wait determines what God can do in your life.
Right, exactly.
But I'm here to tell you, this word is absolute truth. You can depend on God to do this.
Amen.
I want to go to Acts chapter 3. I love this part of the Bible. And I think I like it because of the song that goes along with it. When I start reading it, some of you probably will start singing the song. Yeah, it's not open tonight, so I'll just do this.
Do you want me to come up with one?
That's all right. I'm good here. Okay. We're going to start with verse 1. And if you want to start singing the song in the background, go right ahead. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That was the power of the name. There's healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. You see, this man was looking to the wrong names to get his help. Yeah. And as long as he was looking to the wrong names, you know what was going to happen? He was going to sit right there and keep right on begging. But when the name of Jesus showed up, he got far more than what he was asking for. He got exceedingly abundantly above all he could think or ask. He stood up and started walking. That is the power of the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. Now imagine that. Picture yourself not being able to do something for 30 years. You know, my mom used to say, I had one uncle, he prayed loud enough for my grandmother to hear. Because he should have been praying in grandma's name, because everything he needed, she would give to him. But the problem is, grandma's resources run dry, but God's never do.
Never.
You start praying in the name of Jesus Christ, and you are going to see some powerful working miracles happening. God has to do it. That's his name. Yes, that's his name. I want you to go to Exodus 3:14. Well, as soon as you get to Exodus 3, I want you to turn your paper over and I want you to write the one thing that you are praying for more than anything else. Exodus chapter 3, and then turn your paper over and write the one thing that you are praying for more than anything else. Whether it's salvation for a loved one, a financial need, a healing need, a relationship need, whatever it is, write it down.
Can we do two?
You can do two if you have time. You can do five if you have time. Write down what you are praying for. What you are believing God for. Now we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3. We're going to start with verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring out the Israelites from Egypt?" And I don't know about you, but there are many times when I've gone to God in prayer and I'm like, who am I to be asking Almighty God for this? And I get myself caught up thinking, do I really deserve to ask God for this in prayer? And the answer is yes, because I'm a child of God and he is just waiting for me to come to him. But Satan will convince us that we aren't really worthy, that we're not really righteous, that we're not really capable of being good enough for God, and we aren't, but Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is. So, God said, "I will be with you," verse 12, "and this will be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Mm-hmm. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to them: 'I am has sent me to you.' Whatever your need is, God is. His name is whatever you need it to be. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Shammah.
Amen.
He is the God who heals you. He is the God who delivers you. He is the God who will never leave you. He is the Lord your provider. He is, his name is whatever you need him to be.
Amen.
And the word Jehovah is a much deeper word than what we are understanding. When he says, "I am," the word Jehovah, that is a covenant word. Mm-hmm. Meaning he says, "I cannot break my promise, or I break who I am." And God can never break who he is. There are a few things God cannot do, and one of them is lie. One of them is fail. There are certain things God cannot do. And when he says, "I am Jehovah, I am," that means he is putting his whole personhood into his name.
Amen.
Everything that God is going into that Jehovah promise.
Yes.
And when we start using that name as spiritual weapon, it becomes God's battle.
Yes.
You see, we try and fight the battle ourselves, and we'll bring God in every once in a while for backup. I don't want God to be my backup. I want to be his backup. And the wonderful thing is, he doesn't need any, so I don't have to fight. But I know many times in my life I've said, "Well, I'm going to do this, 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 and this." And when it didn't work, then I say, "Okay, God, I need your help." And I use them as my backup. The truth is, what I need to do is say, "God, you have a problem, and here it is, and thank you for taking care of it. In Jesus' name, because of his blood, I am praying this way, and my praise is going to be all to you."
Amen.
And I'm using every weapon that was given to me.